The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
They may be barbarians, and they are very much barbarians, but they are not a terrorist group. They have 30 to 50,000 men under arms. They have tanks. They have artillery. They're much more a conventional threat. I think we've stabilized the situation in Iraq, but at the end of the day, this is a sectarian civil war within Islam, and only Islam can solve it.
All right, that was one of our top dudes, Colonel Gagnier, talking about the situation that only they can solve it and not us. So don't look for us to solve this huge problem. It's what we said originally. You've got three different faces, then throw in ISIS, and it's a nightmare. Hey, everybody. Hope that your weekend wasn't like that. And welcome back to what's sure to be an interesting ride coming up throughout the week here on America Tonight. We've got a lot of things happening on the Hill, or maybe not happening on the Hill, including more about Benghazi. Committee not giving up on it. A lot of push to find out the answer to the one question that just keeps on going. It's the question that lives on forever. What was really what prompted and what happened in that disaster that killed Ambassador Stevens, an assistant, and two Navy SEALs, former Navy SEALs? What was it that set that off? Well, you and I know, and we've talked many, many times about the scenarios, that the message was wrong, that it was really about September 11th, but that it's never fully been embraced. Will it be embraced this time around? In the meantime, as you heard Colonel Gagnier say there, fighting against ISIS, the White House is pushing the vote on arming Syrian rebels, but there's some serious discord with some of the Republicans and the Democrats, too, as well, because they want to know more in a short amount of time, who are the Syrian rebels that we're talking about arming? What's the face of this group? Are there any chances that this group could be one that would turn and walk away and go over to the ISIS side? Would there be plants that could be involved among these Syrian rebels? And the answer to that is, how do you 100% know? So there is definitely pressure from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on the guys and women on the Hill to vote this week in favor of training these so-called Syrian rebels as part of the plan to destroy the Islamic State, making it even more clear that U.S. combat boots, troops on the ground, is not an option. The White House chief of staff was the guy that was sent out to talk to the world in the Sunday swirl, and he was on Fox News Sunday. He said it's not the Syrian opposition trained and equipped by the United States, authorized by Congress and the president, then it'll have to be U.S. troops if it's not them. So if it's not them, then it's going to be the U.S. troops, period. End of story. And how much are we talking about? We're talking about authorizing for the training $500 million in spending. That's what the White House wants for moderate Syrian rebels to help in fighting against ISIS or ISIL. Do you think they're going to get that money? Do you think the vote is going to be yes? The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, remember last week, was pretty skeptical about the plan to defeat the Islamic State, limited to just airstrikes, but did back him. So the authorization is kind of, it's 50-50. It could go either way. And it's supposed to be attached, by the way, to a continuing resolution to keep the federal government running through December. You know, that's what happens. It's like a piece of pork that keeps on going. Take a bite and move it along. Take a bite and move it along. Oh, $500 million. Let's stick it in there. Just $500 million. So I don't know if this is going to get an easy vote. I'm not so sure this is going to be that easy. Although depending on who was asked, that's why I say it's 50-50. Depending on who was asked, it's either a no problem or snowball's chance. And there didn't seem to be any gray area in this. No gray area when it comes to the Secretary of State. John Kerry had this to say about the group being formed and having this discussion coming up later on Monday about the coalition.
Because the bigger it is, the more effective it is, the faster we can eliminate the threat.
So it's about eliminating the threat. Speaking of threats, this was big, and this was probably part of a little bit of the buzz. It certainly will be this week, as I said. Politically speaking, there's a lot happening. Hillary Clinton goes to Iowa and really whipped up the speculation that she wants to be the queen, I mean the president, in 2016. And she didn't say she wasn't going to run, but she didn't once again say she was going to run. She did do a keynote address, if you will call it that. She was there for Senator Harkin to say goodbye to him. This is it for him in Congress. He's retiring. So there was a fundraising event for Democrats. That makes sense. But the reason she flew to Iowa was to show her face and poke around with her husband, the former President Bill Clinton, I think, to warm up the crowd. Remember, she came in third in 2008. And I think they were surprised because they thought Hillary Clinton was going to do better in Iowa. What's interesting is at the end of this little speech that she gave, she finished by saying she wouldn't let another 7 years go by. And then there was a pause, and she said, "It's time to write a new chapter in the American dream." I think that's a pretty darn big hint that, yes, indeed, she is going to run. Not a shocker, I don't think, to any of you. I don't think that's news to anyone. It was just a matter of making it official. And she has not made it official, by the way. Coming up, talking about the really saddest thing that happened over the weekend, the beheading of yet another innocent person, this time a British aid worker, and he was, by all accounts, a very, very giving, philanthropic kind of person that spent so much of his time on missions, David Haynes. He was once again kidnapped and was beheaded by a British man, a tall, masked British man. He had the accent, a London accent. So it's the same guy. The first two victims were our American journalists. The third was this aid worker, David Haynes. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, assembles a meeting of his top national people, his advisors, in the early morning on Sunday to try to figure out what's going to be done. They are going to be involved in this coalition. They're already involved in the black ops group that the best of the United States has to offer, and the British elite fighting guys are part of already. We know that. But the fact that you've got an executioner that's killed two Americans and one Brit really tells you something, because so much of the recruiting is happening in the UK and they're scared to death about that. We're going to talk about that in our weekly re-rack with Amanda Bowman next, and then Nazir stops by again to give us his thoughts on what's happening in Afghanistan. And at the end of the hour, NFL, the weekly re-rack. Did anybody nail the score? You'll find out. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America Tonight. Of course, we've been talking about this all along, the Islamic State reaction to it, and I keep talking about the what's happening in the UK, and of course, the fact that so much of the recruiting actually happens in the UK. Pleased to welcome to the show Amanda Bowman. Amanda is the founder of Anglosphere Society, and she can talk to, certainly, the problems with British jihadists, and she does that at her column that she is featured on FoxNews.com. So, Amanda, thanks for hopping on America Tonight with us.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk about a really serious threat to the United States coming from its closest ally, the UK.
So explain that to us. Is it because of the number of potential, let's say, young disillusioned men, because that's usually what it is, of Muslim origin who are ripe for the picking in the UK, or why is that?
Well, actually, you summarized it pretty well. What's surprising about it is that for the most part, the guys like this really horrifying guy who was involved in the execution of Jim Foley and Mr. Fedorov was obviously had an English accent, British accent. Most of these young men are very well-educated, second-generation jihadists, mostly of Pakistan origin. But the really scary thing is that there's been a history here since shortly after 9/11. People forget that the murder of Daniel Pearl was instigated by a British guy of Pakistani descent. Then we had in July the 7th, 2007, an attack on London where 50 people died, and that was a second-generation group of Muslim young men. And then even last year, we had one of our soldiers killed on the streets, hacked down in the streets by another two of these guys. And then the underpants bomber in Christmas 2 years ago or 3 years ago was in fact a student at London University. So what's happened over the years is that the British government has, in the spirit of tolerance, has allowed Islamic imams who radicalize to infiltrate and to promote their propaganda throughout our institutions, universities and academic learning facilities. And the thing is that the thing that's really worrying about this is that actually this is what we're engaged in now. It's very brutal, but it's basically a war of ideas. And our ideas, the ideas of the West, the ideas of the United Kingdom and the United States, they're the best ideas. But we haven't been vocal in expressing that, and we haven't been vocal in proclaiming and defending our institutions. And that's what we really have to do. We are in a war of ideas, and we need to win that war. We can't afford to let the other side win. And you have an issue where the flag, the Islamic flag of ISIS, was actually being was seen on Oxford Street, which is just a stone's throw from Buckingham Palace. You can't believe this stuff, but it's happening.
Wow.
And you know, we are in the United States. I say this as somebody who's a U.S. citizen now and has a son in-law who's with Special Forces, and I'm so proud of my dual heritage, but deeply concerned that the next attack on the United States could actually come from a British citizen.
And can you imagine what the reaction to that would be? I'm sure you've thought of that.
I have, and it's a nightmare scenario, but it's a possible scenario because, the British don't need visas to come to the United States. They don't need visas. I'm almost confused about saying we because I was obviously born British, but I am an American now. But British citizens can just fly into the United States without any visa. And I'm not advocating that they should have a visa, but I'm advocating that we need to pay in the U.S. very close attention to what's going on. And we need to defend the values of our country, the values of freedom and religious toleration, the freedoms that Franklin Roosevelt spoke about. We just need to have the courage to proclaim and defend them. And that's what I think is tremendously important at this time, especially for our young people.
Oh, I so agree. And what about David Cameron? What about the Prime Minister in all of this? Because and this is what you're talking about, the relationship between America and England and closest allies that you can possibly imagine, and how devastating that would be if it was a British jihadist, which we already saw with Jim Foley's murder, but imagine if it happened on American soil. There has to be some kind of concern, I would assume, coming out of the PM's office. We haven't heard anything.
Well, there is, actually. You know, he made a terrific speech a couple of weeks ago. But I don't think there's been the acknowledgement on the British side that we have actually enabled this situation by not standing up for our own values in our own country. But when people have come into the country, we've said, you know, okay, your way is as good as our way. Well, it isn't. if you come and want to have the privilege of living in the United States or the United Kingdom, you have to embrace the values and the freedoms that we, that have been, you know, the hallmark of our countries. And I think David Cameron has actually been very robust about dealing with this, but it's after sort of like waking up from a sleep, you know, it's like Sleeping Beauty's woken up and understand what the situation we've created. There's a fabulous British journalist called Melanie Phillips, and Melanie's written a book called Londonistan, and the point is that London has been sort of Pakistanized. And we have so many institutions that we give, of whom we are very tolerant, and we allow imams to be preaching hatred in our mosque and, you know, demonstrating it in outside parliament. It's just outrageous. And we've got to stand up for what we believe in. And it's really important.
And so in saying that allowing these imams and these mosques and these mosques to preach hatred, for goodness sake, that's like breeding grounds. And what about the, and I get so much blowback for this, I can't tell you, Amanda, but I truly believe it. There are peaceful Muslims, and I have this constant barrage of arguments over the Quran and over what it means. Why don't those people in England stand up and say enough? Because what if I am that person and I go to a mosque? I don't want everybody looking down my throat, looking at my back as I'm one of these potential people that could be radicalized. I would think there would be some concern.
I think there is, but there's also intimidation.
Yeah.
And what you really have to do is to, as you know, many, many years ago, Richard Nixon talked about the silent majority. We need to galvanize the silent majority of Muslims who are truly patriotic members of our society to speak up. And it's harder for them because they don't want to seem critical of their own, you know, fellow Muslims, but it's time to do that. We just really need to galvanize them and make them feel empowered to do it. And I hope that they will. And there are lone voices out there. There's some wonderful people who are speaking out, but we need many, many more of them. And most important, our governments need to really stand up for the values that we truly believe in. You know, that our ideas of rule of law and freedom of speech and freedom of religion are much more superior than to the message of hatred that these people are articulating.
Well said. Perfect way to end this. Amanda Bowman, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Program Nasir Shansab, as you remember before, what a wealth of information he is. He's the author of the book Silent Trees, a novel of Afghanistan, and we see what a mess Afghanistan is now and how it just keeps getting worse. Thanks, Nasir, for coming back on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
So as you see things deteriorate in Afghanistan, as somebody who is from that region, as somebody who used to run a business in that region, loved being there, loved growing up there, how much does that just hurt your heart when you see that?
It hurts me very badly because they are, I think, heading back towards the civil war.
And what does civil war mean for the people there, the people in the villages, so many of them in the far-reaching areas that sometimes are never talked about?
Well, it means the continuation of war, only on a broader scale, and it means the destruction, hunger, and death in many cases.
Yeah. And talk about the power struggle for people who don't understand the background. What happened with this, with the power struggle, and how did it explode the way that it has now in the last decade or so?
In Afghanistan, the present leadership do not trust each other. These are warlords, drug kingpins. They have grown up. They have become big and powerful in chaos. They believe in chaos. They are afraid of the rule of law, and they want to keep it that way. And one important factor is that they don't trust each other, and they believe that if one side gives away power to the other side, they will be killed. So what they have to do is, in their own mind, they have to cling on to power under all conditions, and that, of course, leads to clashes and further conflict.
And what happens, because you know that, the time is ticking away, especially with the problem with the runoff elections, all that kind of stuff, everything that happened. What happens when the United States completely withdraws from the situation for the most part?
I think in that case, again, civil war will broaden, and I think that the Taliban will take over at least in the first initial stages, half of the country, including Kabul, and some of the minority ethnic groups will go to the north, and that the mountain range, the great mountain range of the Hindu Kush, will form a natural border between them, and they will fight it out for many, many years to come.
Wow. And when you see that happening, do you think people will try to, knowing that they're caught in this war, in this civil war, do you think people will try to flee? What will they do?
Well, they are already fleeing. They made a study of immigrants, young people, mainly young men, immigrating illegally to Europe via Turkey and Greece. And the vast majority of them get caught in Greece, and 70% of all the young people who flee Asia or the Near East and wants to go to Europe, 70% of them are Afghans. So even
wow.
Now with over 50 countries in Afghanistan and all the money that's being pumped in, people don't feel secure enough and just try to make it somewhere else.
Yeah, and so when they just try to make it somewhere else, and of course that means the heritage, the history, the families, they break apart, right?
Absolutely. They pay a lot of money to gangsters to take them out. And they usually leave them somewhere in the middle of the road and the way, and they have to fight it through themselves. And it's a very, very happy, unhappy experience they have to go through.
Nasir, what happens then, too, as well with the Taliban?
The Taliban are, I'm afraid to say that, but the Taliban are basically on the way to win the war. If it continues the way it does, and the United States and its allies leave Afghanistan, I think they will win the war, and we will be basically back to where we were in 2001.
Wow. And as you watch all of that unfold, do you think, I look at the Hamid Karzai regime, and do you blame any of this on what happened with the Afghan president Karzai when, obviously he stepped aside and we saw what happened afterwards, walking away from the whole recount process? How much would you put it on Karzai?
To a very great extent. He proved to be a very incapable, very corrupt man. He assembled a group of corrupt people around him. They engaged in enormous drug trading. They took property by force. They basically took over all the abilities to make money. They did not build an economy. Afghanistan has no legal economy to speak of. And they made this country to be a miserable place. It was a broken country. It is a broken country.
When you look at just across the way and you look at Iraq and you look at what happens in Syria, and you, of course, have seen the horrible things that have come at the hands of this Islamic State, ISIS, are you concerned that that would be another territory that they would look toward?
I'm certainly that they hope for that, and if things continue as they do right now, it will be the next territory for them.
Yeah. When you do you keep in touch with a lot of people back home, and when you talk to them, what do they tell you? What do they say about their feelings of do they feel like the ground is shaky beneath them?
Almost 7-8 years ago, I was in Afghanistan, and I saw that things were going wrongly. I was in a big meeting, and people asked me what I saw for the future of Afghanistan. And I told them that if things went on the way they did then, Afghanistan would be a very unhappy and poverty-stricken country for a long time. And they all said, but what with us? And I'm sure that they all are very unhappy, very frightened, and await the worst thing to happen to them.
Yeah, boy, that is very, very scary to think of that. And at the same time, you see the relationship with the United States and all of the blood, sweat, and tears, certainly, that have gone into the efforts there. And when you see what's happening, the possibility, the brink of civil war, who's in charge, all the things we just talked about, does it mean that, you know, when people try to make sense of it, that what the United States did was all for naught?
I think the United States, unfortunately, did not play the decisive role that it had to play. I'm afraid that you're right, that the blood and the treasure that was spent in Afghanistan is very, very likely to be for naught. Yes.
Wow,
the United States should have saw what was happening in Afghanistan, saw the warlords, witnessed what they did, saw what Karzai and his family did, but they never wanted to rock the boat, because I think they were afraid of further disturbances, and they said, okay, let us, it's quiet, let it be that way.
Yeah, and for people who don't know your story, Nazir, you were forced to leave the country in the 70s. Tell everybody what happened.
Well, I was sitting at a dinner table, and they had the president at that time had arranged several people to be executed, and it was claimed that they wanted to get rid of the political system. At the dinner table, people sort of very, very, very slightly asked question why this happened, and a close relative of the president was also there, and he said that the president didn't know about it. If he did know about it, he would have stopped it. I said, damn the president who takes the good side of the presidency and doesn't accept its responsibility. And the next day, the army came and took me from my office, and ultimately the judge told me I had to take care of myself, because he said he would pronounce me guilty the next day for national treason. And I thanked him for it and did what he told me to do, which was to go out of the country.
Wow. And we can pick up your novel, we can pick up Silent Trees, we can pick that up at Amazon, right?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, I think anywhere you can buy a book. If they don't have it, they can order it.
There you go. Nazir Shansab, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We all all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Fitzpatrick digs in, backs up to throw, swings it out right side, caught J.J. Watt! Oh my goodness! J.J. Watt on the corner route. J.J. Watt with a touchdown reception as the Texans get their touchdown to number 99.
Rivers takes the drop, shaking free, jumps it towards the end zone, up in the air, one-hand catch, Antonio Gates, he got it! He's amazing! Touchdown, San Diego!
Antonio Gates, the hat trick.
Weatherford to punt from his 15-yard line. Line drive, Yin waiting for it. Has it in the 30, and he gets hit. Breaks the tackle, though. Runs right, up the middle of the field. Now with the 40, at the 45. Picker to beat. Broken tackle, 40. Far side, 30, 20. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Ted Ginn. And the Cardinals back on top.
Blair Walsh. He will attempt a 48-yard field goal. Gostkowski hit from the same spot, off the left hash mark.
Bit earlier in this first half.
And the current kick is wide, breaking through for the Patriots. Ooh. Block is picked up by Chandler Jones, running down the right side, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, to the 5, to the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots!
Robert moves it to the right, rolling, still rolling, stiff arms a man, and throws it upfield, open to Sean Jackson at the 35, inside the 25 to the 20. Boy, RG3 pulled a rabbit out of the hat, and he is hurt on the sideline. He got hurt on the sideline. RG3 is down.
Rodgers sets the throw. Rainbow's right side. Jordy's got it. At the 50, cuts it back left to the 40. Off to the races. To the 30, cutting left. He's gone. 10-5. Touchdown. 80 yards.
Dalton
Wilson against the blitz, drops back to throw, gets rid of it. It is
Akamu
sprinting down the middle of the field. He's got nothing between in front of him. Mohamed Sanu will go 76 yards. A touchdown as Andy Dalton beats the blitz. Puts it on the fingertips of Mohamed Sanu, and the Bengals go up 16-3.
Snaps the cover looking left. Cutler throws. Back shoulder. Fade. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Brandon Marshall, his third TD catch tonight.
How about that? Wow, what a week in the NFL, and that game turned around. It turned around because it was a snooze fest, and then the Bears completely stunned the Niners with three touchdowns in the fourth. That's why you never leave if you're there. It's never over until it's over. And there were some other surprises as well. You heard them there. A lot of close games that came down to the waning moments. How about Cleveland? Cleveland over New Orleans, 26-24. New Orleans down in the hole, 0-2. Man, they got to whip that around. Dallas pounds Tennessee, not even a contest, 26-10. And the Redskins, 41 over Jacksonville, but they should have beaten them, should have pounded them into the ground. But the big news there is there's a bunch of injuries over the weekend, too. Sunday games, RG3 has a dislocated ankle. Oh, my. Oh, my. So some real thrills, I think, actually, out of the gate. Matt, you obviously are a fantasy player. You're keeping your eye on what's going on in the NFL. There was some crazy finishes, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was another good week of a lot of games that you wouldn't expect either.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams, who just my Vikings dominated them, they held on to win. And I don't know if you saw the end of that game. A little controversy at the end of it because Mike Evans has this fantastic catch, goes down with an injury. The time's running, so they have to call an injury timeout. And when that happens, there's an automatic 10-second runoff. And so the game ended that way. But if you look at when it happened, there was actually probably about a second left on the clock, and so Tampa should have been able to run one more play, and they weren't allowed to. And, I mean, you don't know like they're able to get a field goal or maybe throw a Hail Mary pass, but it was definitely a little controversial. And then you had the Broncos. That was coming down the wire. The Browns that you mentioned actually beating New Orleans. I don't think anybody saw that.
No.
The Bears are just getting blown out in the first half. They come back and win. There's a lot of craziness happening.
Yeah, absolutely. The game that you pointed out, though, of the controversial calls or things that happened, that was one that was huge. And you know that if you were in Tampa Bay, all the sports radio stations, everybody would be complaining about why they got ripped off and it was wrong.
Yeah, and another officiating mistake, too. Percy Harvin had a big touchdown run, and he clearly stepped out of bounds, and they went to the official because it was a scoring play. They went to the official scoring in New York, the command center, and they allowed it to go on. And everyone who saw the replay could tell that he stepped out. And so a couple of bad officiating mistakes, I think. And then also, I mean, the first half of that, the national game tonight, the Niners and the Bears, I mean, that was just a penalty fest and is unwatchable.
Yeah, it was unwatchable. That's what I said. It was a snooze fest because I couldn't stand it. I couldn't watch it. All right, speaking of controversy, Adrian Peterson, huge controversy over him taking a switch to his four-year-old son. Right now, you know, the world's gone crazy with what's happening in the NFL to him. Did not play, obviously. I'm telling you, everybody has an opinion on this without a doubt, including Chris Carter. You want to talk about one of the all-time great Viking players. Here's what he had to say.
Take him off the dang on field. Because you know what? As a man, that's the only thing we really respect. Mm-hmm. We don't respect no women. We don't respect no kids. The only thing Roger and them do, take them off the field. Because they respect that.
All right, so after the Peterson arrest, I think that made, a huge difference for the Vikings, without a doubt, not having AP in there. But the story is, what happens to Adrian Peterson, and what about him having the switch taken to his four-year-old son? And when we say the switch, it's that word, the switch, where, you know, you're being hit that way, and there was marks left on him, there was photographs of that. Matt, what are people saying in Minnesota about the Adrian Peterson thing?
It's I think it's kind of split. I think people are still undecided, to be honest with you, because I was seeing a lot of tweets of people who are still wearing the Adrian Peterson jersey, even kids wearing the Adrian Peterson jersey. And I think it's the dust hasn't completely settled up here regarding it. And, I mean, you have the impassioned fans who are mad that he's not playing. You have some other people who don't want him on the team anymore. And there was a late-night meeting, I guess, with the GM and some of the owners trying to discuss what's going to happen with AP. And I don't really know how it's going to play out.
Yeah, who knows how it's going to play out, but it's, I'll tell you, Roger Goodell, it makes for an interesting conversation about Goodell, because now you have Ray Rice, who's expected to appeal his indefinite suspension from the NFL. That's what Adam Schefter is reporting from ESPN. He seems to really have a beat on this stuff. And at the Ravens game on, what was it, Thursday, there were a ton of his jerseys, 27 being worn all over the place. Now you have the Adrian Peterson situation. Boy, it's a very wild, wild start to the NFL when it comes to what's happening off the field, too. And this commissioner, I think, is under fire. But I think the owners still want Roger Goodell. But a lot of fans are saying he is so out of touch. And he is, you know, maybe the owners are 100% supporting him, but not the fan base. Do you think I still think he hangs on to his gig, unless he decides he can't weather the storm and walks away. What do you think?
I think right now there's a lot of backing from the owners, and that's the only group of people that matter, because they're the ones in control. And so I think unless there's something that comes out in this Ray Rice investigation where they, you know, about lying about the videotape or something like that, I think he'll probably weather the storm unless something comes out with that and the public pressure is too great where you're upsetting the owners. And, I mean, what it would really have to take is it would be, like, advertisers pulling out.
Yes.
And that's the only thing that the owners would respect.
Right, because they want the money. So there's no question about it, for sure. All right, so the nail the score thing, nobody won. Why? Because nobody picked, well, Chicago. One person picked Chicago, but it didn't happen. Their guess was 32-24. And the final score was 28-20, Chicago over San Francisco. So don't forget, we do Nail the Score. It comes in on Wednesday into Thursday. Our last segment of the second hour of the show, Nail the Score. Once we've got the game of the week, you can send us, you can tweet us, you can send us your score, you can call us. But it has to be in that short amount of time, because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else. A lot of people jumped on in the action, and nobody had it. My guess was 28-14 Niners. I was way, way off. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always email us, americatonight.net.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.